Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Toket Moments. You guys asked about her, and I fought tooth and nail. I crossed the seven oceans and climbed the highest mountains and said, she must come. Welcome to the pod, Funke Akindele.
Hey! Thank you, darling.
Do you know that when I knew I was going to sit down with you, I thought this is definitely going to be one for the books because I don't remember when I did not know you. I've known you literally almost all my adult life.
Yes.
Do you remember the first day we met?
Okay, it's been long.
Let me remind you. It was University of Lagos. It was one morning, you were in Moremi Hall 3. I can't remember the actual number of the room, but the one Moremi. In the middle where the quadrangle.
Yes.
And I came to see someone in your room, and I walked in, and then you had just had a shower, and you walked into the room, and I saw you, and I was like, everyday people, that's you, that's me. I know, I watch you on TV.
Yes.
I need to know everyday people, like everything that I'd seen you on. And I watched you right there, and you were in law. I watched you get ready to go to your class that day. And then you're also friends with Bime. I have Bime.
Bime.
Arike.
Yeah.
Kemi. Shout out to all the crew. And I was like, you know, she's so cool. It's so funny how I've literally watched the evolution of Funke Akindele. How are you, my friend? You senior me, but
we're friends.
Yeah.
You know now, we're sisters.
Yeah, actually.
We've come a long way.
We do.
There's this bond that we share, you
know.
We talk, we pray together, we wish each other well. You've forgotten.
No. I didn't forget. I was getting there. I remember also when one of the lowest points in my life, you were the second phone call I received. Even before it happened to me, you had seen it coming. Do you remember how you would call me and say, Mashe Jeje? Tuke Mashe Jeje. That's your favorite thing to say. Ha, Chekele Mashe Ntie. You want to Mashe Ntie? You're clear.
Abby, this life is too short.
But you've worked so hard. First, I'm a fan of giving people their flowers. I mean, when I look at how hard you work, sometimes I'm afraid to ask, what is the motive behind you working hard? You live and sleep production. You literally wake up in the morning and film. Do you remember up until like last 2 years, you didn't have a social life?
No, okay, you're right. I didn't. I think it was just recently I was telling Olumide Oru on set while we're filming The Tribe Called Judah. And I said, Olumide, I want to be going to club. Olumide, take me out. I want to go out. And I said, don't worry, when we finish, I'll take you out. Then I told my younger sister, I want to be laying my hair every day, like, to do my lashes, to keep going to the spa. Like, I want a routine. I want to wake up, dress well, do dress up like Toke.
You always say that to me.
Yes. You know, I want to, you know, but everything, there's time for everything in life, you know, and we all have different purposes, you know, and I was raised like this. My mom, she was a strong woman.
Mm.
My mom raised us to be very hardworking, very humble, God-fearing. And that's why I'm like this.
Mm. And it actually runs in the family, because I know your siblings, everyone's like a... So how do you actually detox from it all? Because there was a time I was actually worried about you. And I think I reached out to you at that time. Because
yes, you did.
Scene one had, you know, been created. It was at that point where you were literally going from filming this series, Jennifer's Diaries, every single day. And you were in sleeping. And from there, you still find time to also do movies. And I was like, okay, like...
I remember. It's okay. How do I detox? When I'm not working, I sleep. It's okay.
You find time to sleep?
Yes.
I find that hard to believe.
No, I do.
Really?
And there's one thing, you don't wake me up.
Okay.
You don't wake me up. Mm. And I try my best not to fix very early appointments.
Mm.
I sleep pretty late. But I've stopped that like 6 months ago.
Mm.
Started sleeping early. Mm. And when I'm not working, I'm watching TV shows. And I watch a lot of TV. I'm big on TV shows.
Mm.
I love to watch cooking games on Food Network.
Mm.
You know, so that is how I relax.
Mm.
Then I play with my children. And I ride a bicycle. Yes.
You do?
A lot.
Really?
Yes, I love riding a bicycle.
There's always a childlike part of you that I like that you haven't let go of. And regardless of everything you've been through in life, because, you know, people see all the... Funke Akindele, the movie star. Funke Akindele, the producer. Funke Akindele, the director. Funke Akindele, the acting different parts, even in a movie. Omogeto, which I was a part of. I literally watched you be in front of the camera, behind the camera, styling hair, sewing skirts, do everything, and still killing your part. And I'm like, she is crazy.
You're right, darling.
I mean, how do you fit into all of those roles and still maintain your character in the movie? Because for me, I just don't understand how you wear that many hats in front, behind, in front, back. I'm like,
it's just my thing. It's okay. My thing. Okay, I've been trained like that.
Mm.
You know, I picked it up from I Need to Know.
Okay,
you know, I got there as a cast and I just studied everything on set. And my director back then is late now, Lloyd Weaver. I'll go meet him and say, Baba, what is this? What is that? What, this is this department. This is what this does. So I kept on watching, you know, learning on set. After that, moving on to the Yoruba genre, I kept on watching, to understudying a lot of directors, producers. I could remember I was once a location manager. Yes. I was once a wardrobe manager. What else? I think welfare. Yeah. I did a lot of things. Okay.
Just to hammer.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. And I got to learn all these things while climbing the ladder of success.
Mm.
And I just believe good things don't come easy. You have to work hard. You can be successful, but if you want to be outstandingly successful, you must give in a lot of work. A lot of work. You have to work hard and you have to work smart.
Mm.
So how do I wear all these hats? I love to multitask. It's my thing.
Mm.
And I love to work with professionals. When we worked on set, you saw a lot of professionals.
Yeah.
Like, I want people that know their onions. So when I'm laid back and I'm tired, they can take the forefront. Mm. You understand?
Mm.
It's just what I love to do.
Your character in I Need to Know is called BC, right?
BC, yes.
How do I still remember?
Ah, because I've of my sister.
I've been a fan. So, little BC back then and Funke Akindele now. If you could visit BC again, what would you tell her? If you could take a journey to your past.
I will tell BC, you're right all along. Because BC was always talking to her mom, telling her mom everything.
Mm.
BC was always saying, no, you can't do this. You will do this. You will do that. You're actually right, BC. Mm. Because what you said we shouldn't do back then.
A lot of it.
Yes, it's happening right now. Yeah. So
The evolution of Funke Akindele, as I said, you can't fit you in a box. And I know that you touched on you going to Yoruba Nolly and then crossing over to mainstream. Mm-hmm. Not many people have been that lucky.
I know.
What do you think is your secret?
First of all, you know, I'm very spiritual. It's the grace of God.
Mm.
You know, man proposes, God disposes. Mm. And as you're proposing, are you working towards it? Don't just sit in your room and start imagining, I want to be a box office king or queen. I want to break records. I want to be the best filmmaker. What efforts are you putting into it? What hard work are you putting into? Who are your role models? Like for me, Auntie Moabudu 247, I'm understudying her. She's a groundbreaker, okay? Mm. Auntie Mo is a pace setter. She's got the drive.
She doesn't take no for an answer. She's
nobody she can talk to. Ah. Like Auntie Mo would walk into a room and everybody would turn around and listen.
Mm-hmm.
She's bold, she's confident. So look at me talking about Mabudu now. I'm here right now. But I still want to be like her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's got some strength that I really, really admire. So you just need to work hard towards it. You need to, if you dream it, you have to work towards the dream. So for me, it's all hard work, perseverance, and consistency. That's all.
So do you think there are things that along the line you missed out on? And if you look back, do you have any regrets? Honestly.
Yes. Honestly. I think patience and just taking a day at a time. Toke, I look at you a lot of times. Remember I tell you, I say, Toke, just be. Don't look for it. It will come. So I think the fact that, oh, I want to do this. I must do this. Oh, the society say we should do this. We'll do this. And I did it. I did it. I wish I had just chilled and let God just take the wheels. I thank God in all.
Yeah. Do you feel like you have friends? Because I know that friendship is one of the things that if there's any voice I hear in my head every time, because you've always advised me along the way. Shora fore, shora, rora, rora, toke rora. You'd be like, I don't know why you're coming to my gym, rora. Do you feel like, because people see you and think there's this big character who walks in the room and is loud, but I also know how quiet you are and I know how private you are as well. And I know that your family is your friend. You have one or two, but would you say that you've missed out on making real connections in terms of friendships because of the path you chose?
I think you're right. You're right. Because the path I've chosen, you have to be very private. Like Ashake said, it's lonely at the top. It's actually if you want to remain at the top, you have to be on your lane. You have to just stay on your lane. Like, I really feel like that most times. I'm like, I wish I had friends, you know. Girls trip. I was still thinking about it though. Yesterday when I saw Bobby's wife, she went with Real Worry Bikini.
Yeah, they traveled.
The twin on the identical twin.
Mom.
I'm like, oh gosh, I wish I can just call Toke, call all of them. Like, guys, let's travel.
But we can do
Who do I call?
Okay, but what's stopping you? What do you mean? It's all in your head. Do you know that I think you overthink things?
I do.
Because it's all in your head. But it might also come from, do you think it might be a trauma response from like things you've been through in your life?
Exactly.
Maybe like friends that have shown you Shaggy. Shaggy.
But it's Shaggy too. Okay, remember that. We too, we cause people Shaggy. Not only them. It's both ways.
I like that you're a more mature person to
admit. Maybe our impatience sometimes, you understand. Maybe we're too judgmental. Like me, I used to be like, you can't do this. You can't do this. You know, way back then in the industry while we were climbing the ladder of success, I'd be like, no, you can't drink. I don't drink. Why? Why are you doing this to yourself? No, you can't do this to my room. No smoking. Oh, no, don't do this. No, How many guys? That's how I'll be doing, judging them.
And
judging.
Good girl, no, they pay, as Bobrisky said.
You understand? Judging. So I've learned over the years that you just need to take it easy. Friendship is patience. You know, you give and you take. But you have to be sure of who's your friend.
And
you should keep some information to yourself.
I agree with you to a certain degree. I think that, you know, I would say this. Certain people who carry a certain light. Pastor Paul had said this to me a long time ago, like 3-4 years ago. He just looked at me and he goes, Toke, you have such a bright light. My fear for you is you don't have the spirit of discernment. Because your light is so bright, it will attract all sorts. Good, bad, ugly. So there were so many people that were supposed to just see in the marketplace. Come on, Molewa.
Just
but happen. We made the mistake of making them our friends.
Exactly.
So,
But me, I know that.
How do you discern?
I know. God has given me the grace. I study people a lot too. I study people
Some people
lot.
Are good at reading.
I study. No, I read you. I'm like, pretend till thy kingdom come. I will pretend to you too. As I'm at but the most important thing is you just have to be good. Be nice when you meet people. Oh, hi, what's up? Be nice. If you want to be friends, you can study the person. Like, I know of a makeup artist. Her name is Faizo. She's worked with me like on 2 projects. I like Faizo so much. Shout out to Faizo. Faizo is very calm. Faizo is very prayerful. She's very patient with her staff. Assistants. Like, I love our Faizo. It's calm. Even when I'm crazy on set, when I'm like, Faizo, why did you delay? Faizo, like, Kini Bogbele now. Faizo, no, I don't like this. Professionalism is key. She is calm 24/7. No rolling of eyeballs. There was a day I just walked up to her and said, Faisal, I'd like to be your friend. Can't just be calling me. I would like to be your friend. I like your patience. Mm. You know, there are some people that you will see them. Mm. You get attracted to their personality. Mm. So it's cool to make friends. Even with guys, it's good to make friends. Like, Timini Egusman is my friend. Mm. I love Timini so much.
I love
much.
Timini too. He's such a breath of fresh air.
He has this light when he enters.
Yeah. He doesn't take himself seriously. You can abuse Timini, but not tomorrow.
I just finished a project with Timini, A Tribe Called Judah. Throughout the set, I was always happy.
Mm.
So Timini, Usman, Olumide Owuru, and Seh, like a family. So now we're done with the project. We're still friends.
Mm.
They check up on me. I check up on them. We can go have dinner, lunch or something. I'm still planning on calling. Timini, what's up now? Are you doing anything tonight?
Come, let's go out. I've never
I go to restaurant too.
Now, I only, let me tell you, I see you maybe in hotels, you check into like for the weekend with the kids and do staycation. I've never seen you. Ten times when I've tried to invite you to club, you've not come. But my birthday that year, you came. Just, okay.
Like two times.
I've
gone to Zaza.
You've been to Zaza?
Once.
I'm shocked.
For after party for my project.
Okay, you see what she said? After party of project.
I took my crew members and cars.
You're not the kind of person that wake up in the night and say, Mufe, lock club, lale, go de lock club.
Kini Mufe, lo shit, okay.
You leave. Mama,
Sunny. I will sleep.
But you know, you have such a bubbly side of you that I don't reconcile the two. People, no, when people see you from afar, they think, Toke, oh, you're so serious because you wear too many hats of boss. You're actually childlike.
Hey, but okay, don't forget that. I'm an actress. You know, I'm out there, I'm a celebrity. People stare at me, they look at me. Now, when I have the resting bitch face, right, when I'm tired at the club, and the way Sincha is spelling me, I'm like, oh, come on,
you
mean a
peluco. You can't.
So, 247 packaging.
Yeah. Right? That she must be obeyed. Nice that she went there. So if you haven't watched Funke's latest project, you are sleeping under a rock. Prime, this is their third African original, actually, and congratulations to you. I'm tired of saying congrats. Every time my message is always about me congratulating you on something.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for that project because as you touched on it, exactly, packaging. How did you get that concept? Because, girl, I could name like 5 people from that character that I know that is their true behavior.
But, darling, we're Nigerians. We live in Lagos. We know a lot of them.
Mm.
So, just understand.
So, what was the inspiration behind she
Shiobola?
That's her name.
Shiobola, the way.
Yeah, but she's called She.
There are lots of She out there.
Yeah.
You know? The wannabes, the ones that are very wicked. You can actually want to be like someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. You can learn to be more fashionable. I said, I like to play dress up like you. I want to look good. I want to wear my designers. Oh, when I see a bag on you and see what, Jesus, mm-hmm. I'll just take a picture, bam, send to the shopper. This token shoe. Buy it for me now. Token Nirue. That's what we say. Siwa Nirue. That's what we say. You know, you can want to be like people, but you have to be positive about it.
Mm.
But so many people want to be like you. They're jealous.
Mm.
They're angry. They're bitter.
Mm.
They'll do things to trample on you, especially those of most of the people up there. Some of the people up there, they want to remain at the top.
Mm.
They don't mind who they're trampling upon.
But why do you think, is it a fear of if this person comes up, this person might take my spot?
Yes. Mm. I won't lie. But let me just tell you, it's normal. It's normal for you to feel threatened. There are lots of young up and coming talents out there. But you just need to evolve.
Mm.
You should be like a Jennifer. I've had Jennifer's diary for almost 12 years now. Yes. 12. Yes. And she's evolving. You're going to see a new Jennifer pretty soon.
Does she speak next English now?
For we are, she must have been sore on you. Okay, don't do that.
When you say evolving,
Jennifer will forever be speaking. Bang,
so
bang,
we don't bang, bang, Lagos
bang. She'll just be adding some salt and pepper. She will upgrade small like, oh, what's up? Okay, how you doing?
Jennifer talks like this now.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Because she's going to be living in the abroad.
She's moving out of town.
She's gonna leave and come back.
Okay, so as she's leaving and coming back all the time, are you telling me that with all these years of Ayetoro still there inside? Jennifer never packaged like Lagos girls then. If she don't need Lagos,
my love, I know of a lecturer that she has a DOKD, but don't accept. So when you reach the share of the shore, and the sea of the ocean, and Annie is a professor.
Mm.
So that's the H factor. Jennifer is going to have it forever.
Forever.
But that is the spice, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make people laugh, but still pass the message across. Mm-hmm. So you can actually want to be like someone, but do not try to trample on any other person.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? While climbing the ladder of success, I met a lot of she's. You know, bullies, people that look down on you, like, you know, usually.
I can imagine that you crossing over from Yoruba Nolu even to, you had to probably have met with a lot of
Everywhere, even while in school. Mm. You met a lot of bullies while in school.
Yeah.
Work places, you understand. As long, in any industry you have, as long as you have competition, there will be people like she there that will battle you, that will look down on you, that don't want you to progress. Like I said last night, darling, I said at the premiere, I said competition will happen.
Mm.
It is welcome. Mm. Competition, we want it. But it has to be healthy.
Do you think competition already puts pressure? Like, I hear you in terms of, you. There's no one idea that is new. Mm. You inspire somebody. Somebody will steal from you. You would also be inspired by somebody's journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I think competition itself is a negative term, because we're from when we're born as women, we're traded to compete with ourselves for everything. Attentions of boys, even in school. Even it's almost like they put us against each other. Like somebody comes out in the industry now, even as you're just doing
Okay, give me another word for competition. Can we look it up?
I can't
another word for competition.
It is what it is, I guess. You're right. It is what it is.
Just keep it healthy. And that is why you need, as parents, we need to raise our children well.
Mm.
You know, family values. Teach them to believe in themselves and to be good and to keep passing the baton of kindness.
Mm.
The problem with people is their background.
Mm.
You know, it's how you're raised that matters. Some parents teach their children to be competitive negatively.
Mm. Even from family settings, when siblings are already competing with each other, that person steps out of the family setting and is already in a competitive...
Like the character she.
Yeah.
She was bullied while growing up.
Yeah.
And it affected her self-esteem. So she now prefers to hurt people before they hurt her.
Yeah. What was so funny was the fact that she had... It was a mental illness, right? Because how do you sit down and then...
Go spill it.
I don't want to share, but then different... Like, how do you watch it? Because for me, it's like, how do you be so...
I can't be a troll.
Troll, a defender. She was too many things in one. It's like, you're...
She's bipolar.
Yeah. And there are people like that. Because sometimes you see just make up stories online. And, you know, they just run with it. And then people run with those stories. The internet space is one of the craziest places that we exist in right now. It's so funny how gone were the days when people used to think about credible journalism, in the sense that people will wait, verify.
For positive before it goes stories, out, verify, wait, yes.
Call, make phone calls.
For
now,
where?
He's the first to click or the first to put out the story. Clickbait. And I'm sure in your profession, there are certain times that there are things that have gone out about you that you sat back and thought to yourself, how is this even a thing?
A lot. I don't care. It's okay. How long will you keep caring?
Mm.
See, things will happen. Negative stories will come up. You just have to be careful as a celebrity.
Mm.
You just have to turn deaf ears.
Mm.
You see, I take mental health very serious.
Are you in therapy?
Yes. Of course. When you talk about therapy, I just be like, why are you seeing a therapist? For where you need someone to talk to, someone that does not know you well, that will tell you the truth. That is what they are there for. You can't just sit down as a celebrity. You take this in. Are you Jesus? Taking everything in. I used to be like that, okay? They would throw different things at me. And recently, I almost lost it.
Really?
I'm like, I just woke up. What's happening? I just started crying.
Anxiety.
So I just called my friend. She's like, she's nice. She's cool with me. I just called her. Sis, what's up? I'm feeling somehow. Oh, but their mom passed on, you know.
Okay.
Plus mom, you know, everything, politics, you know, everything altogether. I'm like, I'm losing it. You need to talk to someone. And I'm like, and it was time for the Zoom call. I'm like, I'm not going to call this man. I'm not going to call this person. You now hear my gist. No.
That's the biggest thing.
Alasso, gist me. You tell his wife. Mata is a therapist. And gist.
Yeah.
You gist. You know, the spirit of us say, Funke, you better go find help. So I just opened my laptop, started the meeting, very pleasant. We talked. It was like we're gisting. And I was saying things. Like, this is it. And I felt relieved. So I kept on calling.
You feel like over the years, you bottled up so
much. I took care too much. So we need to have someone we talk to. Talking to a therapist is very important. I want you all to take your mental health
seriously,
especially with celebrities. Mm. Please, and like we said earlier on, okay, competition. That is our problem.
Mm.
I want to senior Funke. Funke wants to senior Toke. Ah, Malora, I told you TLO. I'm going to buy another car that senior this one. Why?
Mm.
If you have it, you can buy it.
Mm.
Not because Toke has. If you like Toke's car, you have it. Buy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's there?
Mm-hmm.
Like I wore my Versace shoes which day. And someone said, ah, this person has a hair. It's expensive. She has money.
Exactly.
And let's rock it together. Mm-hmm. So that's it. Mm.
I think one of the things I used to struggle with a lot, especially in this industry, is not necessarily even competition, just the fact that people just don't give you your flowers. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I see a lot of people that I know that I have inspired to do certain things. And it's almost like they are bent on portraying you in a negative light. Like,
that's it,
people don't care if you found the cure to cancer, if you're one of the best hosts in town, if you're one of this, that's not what they want to know. They want to know who you're sleeping with. They want to know. And it's like, at some point, those things started to become my identity in the sense that, hey, I'm a great host. I've been on the radio for 13 years. I can categorically say that I'm one of the best hosts out of Africa. Good. Because over the years, like, you know what I mean? And then you find out that even when you share those things, they don't pay attention to it. They are only focused on, oh, she looks good. It must be from a man. Oh, she does this. And at some point, it started to get on my nerves because I didn't want my legacy to be about that. Do you know what I mean? Because it used to be like, why is it that that's the only thing that interests you guys? I could write a book and discover how to do this and share this. And it's like,
I think the solution to that, okay, is just keep doing your thing.
Mm.
They'll adjust.
Mm.
You can't keep telling people to stop saying this about you. Let them say whatever they want to say about you. Your job will speak for you. Last night you were there at the premiere. You were the host. Okay. What more? Do they know how much you were paid? So did you keep talking rubbish?
I know. That's the fact.
Do you understand? Let people talk.
Yeah.
Talk. Let them keep. I don't care.
Mm.
What is important is what I give out, what I dish out. You don't want to give me my flowers. I know I got flowers. I'll take my flowers in front of my mirror.
Oof.
I know how hard I work. Mm. I look at myself in the mirror. Oh, your eyes are red from your sleep. When you wake up, put on your beautiful dress. Wear your nice shoes, your bag. Go eat out with your family. Look good. Take pictures. Post. Mm. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Okay, do you. Mm. That's the most important thing. As long as you're not hurting someone.
Mm. Mm.
And you have to protect yourself. Once you're out there as a celebrity or whoever you are, just stay on your lane. Mawawala, because if you look for trouble will find you. And when the trouble comes, you're not looking for trouble. When the trouble comes, the vibe you carry, the spirit you carry, will keep the trouble away. That's the most important thing.
You touched on family, and that's one of the things that I find very interesting about you. I know Burna Boy is like that, but you started it. Like, from the inception of your career, the entire wall of Funke's life is her family. Sister, publicist, sister, manager. Do you think that it helps? Because, you know, when you look at how you've been able to protect your peace, like, things have been out there about you, but there are things that eventually you had moved on when we had.
Yes.
Do you think it's because your corner is so secure?
Yes, keep your circle tight. For your mental health, none.
But how do you guys resolve family? Because, I mean, I love my family and I think they're the best people that happen to me, but I don't know if I can work with my family. I don't know how you've done it. Like,
Mom, God continue to rest her soul.
Yeah.
My mom raised us to be very close.
We are close. You know my siblings and I are close.
Yes.
But I don't think we can work together.
I know, but we work together. We're cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we fight though. Okay.
So how do you guys resolve? Because I don't. Whenever I see you as your sisters, you know.
Like me, I'm always shouting.
So they know me. And you know what's so funny? You're actually the most harmless. All you have is...
I'm going to talk. I'll be like, sister, look at the time. You not send the document. Blah, 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 blah. Bah, I'm suspending you. No. There was a time I suspended her. I was not working with her. And I know, sister, no. And mama, the last one come. Sister, No, Stab Me has submitted this. Mama is
but
so
I love
cool.
Sister as well. Your Mama sister is so are
cool.
Yeah.
They're actually cool. We work together. We we argue, we fight, we resolve. We're family, Toke. And trust me, they love me. They got my interest at heart, you understand? They want the best for me. They're always there. They help with my kids and the nannies, my PAs. Everybody's all cool together.
Do you think it's what's also helped you to be this successful?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's one of the reasons.
Because we've seen other cases where people have worked with family and it didn't work out. And they give us their gist every day and we hear how their whole entire thing is set up. So I guess, you know, it's definitely worked in your favor. And yeah, it's talking about kids, because I know you have so many kids, apart from the ones you gave birth to.
Yes.
You love children.
I love children. You see, even my workers, they know my staff. Once you come to me and be like, hey, my child, Kilo Shelley. If you come late, I'll be like, why are you late? My child, hey, why? Sit down, what happened to your child? I love children so much. Mm. You know, they have a place in my heart.
Do you want to have many more or you're good with the ones you have now? Girl, but there's so many things that people can do now.
Yes, maybe.
With all your schedule, Sha, I don't know if you can even accommodate.
When I have beautiful people that would will support Kelly.
But times have definitely changed. In as much as we've spoken about all the highlights of your life, you've also been through a couple of things that has literally, I don't know how you survive it, because I've been through it one time, and one time is enough for me. Sis, how you going to go through it twice?
It's okay. That's what I said. You know, you asked me a question earlier. You said, looking back, what do I think I could have chilled? Or I forgot how
you... Like, do you have any regrets, or if there's anything you feel you missed out on?
Yes, 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 yes. You know, in this society now, once you finish, you graduate from school, what is next?
Marriage.
Even before you get a job.
They're stressing you.
You understand? I met a young lady. I just employed her. I knew her way back years ago. And she was like, the auntie was even telling her that, you have to marry. You know, she has a child for some guy. They're not together again. They're never married. And I'm like, your aunt is asking you, when are you going to get married? And you don't have a job. Like,
yeah, but you know, this
that's where I'm coming to. Mm-hmm. You know, this part of the world is all about graduate, get a husband, get married, and start having children.
They don't really care if you even have a job eventually.
The most important thing to care for me that I've learned over the years, my 46 years on earth, I pray to God for longer life and good health and more money. See, it okay, is live for you. Let me explain. As Funke Akindele, do you want to get married because you're in love? You love him, you understand him. Both of you want to be together forever. Or you want to get married because you're a celebrity. Your mates are getting married. They're having children. Now you get married. Okay? Then, maybe because, you're having issues having children. You now say, I'd like to have someone that has children. We divorce you, or we do other as children. So that, you know, I'm trying to look for my own. It will come. You will miss it. Because in the process, you make a mistake. Now, I'm not rubbishing any man.
Yeah.
You understand? We all have our own faults. I have mine. They have theirs. Nobody's perfect. But the most important thing, like I said, you have to live for you. Do you want to have children because you love children? You want to raise children? Or because of society, your parents say you must have children? What are you living for, Toke? You as a person, what are you living for? What do you want to be remembered for when you go? What do you want to achieve? Now, if you have all these things, will you be able to achieve those things?
There's also this notion of when you are too strong and too wealthy and you rise to the top. Because let's not even lie to ourselves. It's difficult. I'm looking at you and you seem to do everything yourself. And you walk like a man. You have so much masculine energy. I don't know how men see you and want to talk to you. I don't know. You know, so sometimes you also think, when you're talking about our fault, do you think that sometimes because you are so hardworking, which should be a good thing. I feel a man should meet a woman like you and be inspired by your journey and look at you and think, this girl, if I'm coming to her life, I'm just coming to just try. let me just come.
Do you get you,
yeah, just what it because
soft life like talk star.
Hey, because he's not starting from the begin from the ground. He's not taking you out of the slum. He's not buying you a house. You already have a home. He's not, I mean, if he does buy another one, it's just because. Do you get what I mean? He's not giving you what to feed with. You feed yourself. You feed children. Do you understand?
At this point of my life, I want to hear. It's all about me. I just want to be happy. I want to be at peace with myself, my children. I want to give them the best.
But don't close the door to it. You might find someone.
I didn't tell you I'm closing the door to
okay. Because when you're
but
like,
I'm concentrating on me.
That's what happens. And that's why I'm telling you that
I need to find
your
me.
Energy might Toke, now be sending
no.
that to people as leave me alone.
No care right, more, Toke, okay. right now. Can't leave me alone.
Ah, maso
Jackie,
see,
Kim Mashishemi. Let me take care of my kids. Keep working hard. Make money. Look beautiful.
Which you
know,
do.
Stay happy.
Which you do.
What big scam? My health. Take care of my health. You know, stay sexy.
Loneliness is real, sis.
Lonely.
You know what I'm talking about. Because even after some days, you get back from work and this happens to me and I'm talking to my sister, so I'm going to be honest. And sometimes the house is so, I mean, you on your case, you have children. My house is so quiet. The other day, my dad visited me. He was coming up the stairs and opened my door. I knew what he said. You have to do something about this situation. Your house is too quiet. From the ground, if I dropped a pin, I would have heard. Nobody talks about how we protect our peace to the point that boundaries, to the point that you're now lonely and going to bed at 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at
okay,
night.
Okay, Toke, do you want the house to be busy? Is it what you want? Then you work towards it. This is what I want right now, so I'm working towards it. Finding myself, taking good care of myself, making myself happy. In the process, if I meet one Bobo Biggs boy,
I don't think you'd be interested in Bobo Biggs boy.
Five,
I feel like even on the date, we use all the time to talk about seeing one. This
no.
project. That project. Forget that's who you are.
I've changed. I'm calmer. No. There are people doing the job now.
Hey.
We have staff now.
I hope. Because you that I know, you'll be like, I can't make the date tomorrow. And shoot the location. We are doing. I'm not.
Not shooting. I think it's mood swings. Like, I'm like.
That happens to me sometimes because you think as if, okay, I enjoy talking to people so much on the phone that to meet up, I'm now tired.
Somebody said, my phone fell. One of my sons threw my phone into the water. So a friend was trying to get in touch with me, couldn't. So later I called and said, I'm thinking of buying you the new. No, he said, maybe I'll buy you the new something, something phone. Kilo G.
Rest in bitch face.
Every minute.
But I like the fact that we have plenty toasters. This is good.
Not plenty toasters. We're just friends. We have friends.
Okay,
I'm good. I will blow my children.
No, I don't like that.
At this junction, no.
No, I get you. And I hope that, you know, life surprises you. It's my biggest prayer point that when next we speak, before the end of this year, you tell me that sis, it doesn't mean you're looking for it. It just means that I think you deserve it. If people outside just see the brand, I know the girl. And for everything you put into who you are.
Toki, I've been real all my life.
Yeah.
So let me just be. I've been real.
You have.
Too real. Actually. Too down to earth.
Do you think that
peaceful.
That's also a problem? Do you think that people take you for granted?
Yes, I'm just open. I'm an open book.
Yeah,
I'll get angry. I'll shout out. It's over. I'm sorry to everybody. Like, I'm just a baby. You know, forget this tough.
Every tough woman
is when it's work. Yeah. I'm very tough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a go-getter. No, I don't take no for an answer at work. No.
I was saying personal to someone life. Recently that I wear boss shoes at work so much. Your staff, you know, I want to just come home to just not be a boss. I just want to come home to be amused. I want to sit back and actually watch someone make the decisions for a change. I'm tired of having to be a marugo boy.
Okay, because you are still alone. Maybe it will happen.
Okay, so you feel like if I have kids, things will change?
Things will change.
I know you're always on my ass
things
for that.
Change. Okay, you will always. Have kids. Always,
because I know you're going to be a good mother, and you'll be happier. I can feel it. Sometimes I'm afraid that I might be too consumed with work, and I might not
You have people that help you.
Yeah.
After work, after the podcast, now where you go? You go back home to your sons. Mm.
Sons. Yes. I want sons to get.
Ah, it's double.
I want to travel light, sis.
No, it's two. Once. It's okay, you're having two.
No, yes, it will happen. No.
You will.
I just want one, sis. Thank
it
you.
It will.
I appreciate it.
Whatever,
I
just... whatever angle you want to go by, it's double the, you will get.
Ah.
You will get double. And you have your nannies, the nurses, the pediatric nurses to help with the babies.
But I must say...
And you have your room, you sleep, baby sleep. You wake up, carry your kids. Express the milk in your millions, in your mansion.
Amen to that.
Yes.
That's one of the things I like about you. You're one of the people who, every time I sit with you, your faith sometimes scares me. You know, you always talked about everything that's happened in your life. Do you know? You've always said it. Mashele, Mashele.
Oh, Mashele.
You know, I would do this and I'll just do that. And then I look back and I'm like, did you see, like, how are you so positive even in the worst things that you've been through?
Okay, I don't have any other choice. You just have to live a day at a time. I was raised by a strong woman. Mom will tell you, think it will happen, pray about it will happen. I serve a living God.
Mm.
I speak. I just open my windows and I speak to God.
Mm.
I pray a lot. That's why I said, when he said, what of loneliness? I'll be, by the time I get tired, I pray, fire, pray. Sleep off. Ah, pray. Oh, till I sleep off, wake up again. After I walk, pray. I walk and go. We close, I pray.
She will look by Jason.
Okay.
Now you kid Jesus.
I gotta talk to God.
I mean,
I have to. Always.
Please, okay. Can I just beg you one favor? Can you tell God he has heard you enough? Can he listen to some of us?
Can hear everybody at the same time.
But maybe your voice is like God don't do it.
But you know he listens to you too. Look at you. You're not on the spot. You're everywhere. You're doing well.
Thank you.
You're progressing.
Thank you. I know. Sometimes my faith this year, I'm not even going to lie, has been through ups and downs and ups and downs. Sometimes I have faith and sometimes I'm just like, ah, God, why does everything happen? You know, for other people, they do it one time and they just, I don't know what luck feels like. I will have to walk, walk.
You see? That's me too. I got to work.
Why are you
nobody
that
said, come and take this house. Come and take this car. Has even given me a gift before, like a guy.
Because you look too hard. I keep telling you. Because the energy you give up is so masculine.
So what should I be doing? Okay, Toke, tell me.
Damsel in distress. I'm teaching you now.
So what should I do?
I'm also learning. Let me tell you what I've realized now. Okay. And I'm sure people will be weak if I share this. On my journey, I've now realized that it's not hard to be vulnerable. Because of the things we've been through sometimes, being vulnerable means opening yourself up to the risk that it might go left or it might go right. But just as you said, I'm now at a point in my life that rather than always leaning towards the will go left, well, can you listen to Mashele? Okay, I'm vulnerable. You see me at my vulnerability. You decide to step on it. It's your loss, not mine. So I feel like that masculine energy that you have, I used to have it too. I'm also learning. That I can do it by myself. No, I don't need anybody. Someone wants to buy you from your already doing like this. Collect it. Be welcoming. Have an atmosphere of soft-spoken. Anybody that has to make you raise your voice beyond this has to go.
No, I agree with that.
I'm learning to be now soft. Like if a man calls you and says, you've been working so hard. You've been, sometimes, I know you, when the guy is talking to you and just gisting with you, how's your day, how's your business? You go on about work, projects.
No, I don't even talk much on phone. I don't like to talk.
That's part of the problem.
I don't like to talk.
That's part of the problem. Why can't you talk?
Toke.
Why can't you talk?
Toke, Toke, you want to kill me on your podcast?
No, but why can't you talk?
I'm just see Toke leave Manishu, babe.
I know, like
she must be on page.
We're not talking on Prime Video. Men. I'm just saying that being soft, I feel like sometimes the exterior of masculine energy, and I used to have it too, it's not only about men, even in friendships. Do you get I always just
be in charge.
I'm alone. I know how my life is always going to be. I know that if I do this, I do this. If I work hard, I get this. If I do this, I don't want to bank on every other thing. But I'm saying that I like the new you. There's this new list of life that you have. And as much as you're killing it at the workforce, you're having fun, which we've always told you for years to do.
Yes, and I'm doing it.
And you're doing it, yeah. But I'm just saying that also just be open to the universe because you just never know.
Okay, what you are telling me is just be open to the universe. So Mr. Something can come over.
Not necessarily.
Collect gifts and be nice.
Not necessarily. When you say it like that, it means as if I'm telling you to just be collecting people's things for people. Not necessarily. Just be open in the sense that you never know. Life sometimes. You say,
that's for my sisters. That's what they say. Mama and I sister, they're always saying it. So I'm like, oh, they be basoro. When London, like 2-3 friends were calling, I'm like, no, sister, let's go to Suffrages.
You pack the whole family.
Let's go, they be like, no, Funke, go and have dinner. This is not him.
Just,
I'm not ready now.
On me, like
soon, it will, I'll get there for now. I think I should just be for now.
Like, and I'm okay. I like this. You. I like that. There's nothing as beautiful as seeing someone who's walked through the fire. And who can come out on the other side and be refined?
I'm more aware now. Self-awareness is key. Self-care is key. So I'm aware. Mm. Eyes open.
Mm.
Now I'm more conscious.
Mm.
I'm not glue. While I'm working, I don't pay attention to this. So I'm always overlooking that part of me.
Mm.
Always walk. No.
Mm.
I'm more about myself now.
Mm.
I need to take good care of me and those beautiful boys, okay? Mm. Along the line, if it comes, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But high five. You know?
High five to that. I love it. So let's talk about She Must Be Obeyed. I mean, we touched on it earlier on. I know that this is your latest baby. And then we know how every time Funke Akindele does something, it's different characters. I see She becoming a character that people will start talking about like Jennifer. Is that what you set out to do with these characters that you build in your head?
Yeah, because they're relatable.
Okay.
You know, once you see this character, like, I know someone like this, I know someone. So they will stick into people's minds. They'll be on their minds, I mean. Mm. So that is what I try to do.
What was it like filming this project?
Oh, it was crazy. I had to wear the makeup for long. You know, there's a special makeup. Don't talk about it.
I wasn't going to say anything. I can't wait for, I mean, yeah.
I had to wear the makeup for hours. Akim would sit me down, do the makeup. For hours, I had to go behind the camera, you know, go check the monitor, get back on set, have my moments with the actors, coordinate the rehearsals.
Mm.
It was a lot of work, but I enjoyed doing it because everything I do is the end product that really matters. So thank God it came out nice.
You know, you're someone who, regardless of when you say I'm 46, age is never a thing when people talk about you because you cut across every single demographic. You are on TikTok dancing. Your TikTok videos actually makes me laugh. How do you find the energy to be on TikTok, sit in hours for production, and just be relatable? Because the Gen Z can relate to you. The millennials can relate to you. So what is the magic sauce that just makes you relatable?
Okay, Toke, you know, you asked the question, how do I de-stress? So detox, I mean, this is what I love to do.
Okay.
I love to dance, you know. I love music. I love to dance. So when I'm not working, I'm not watching TV, you know, I play with the kids, I dance.
Mm.
I just love to be happy. So one of our friends would be like, Funke, if they vex Funke too much for internet, she will go do drop dance video.
That's what I always see.
She could be like, this one of the things. What a good thing.
Yeah.
I love to do what makes me happy. I love to dance. So I'll always do it.
Mm. So what's any more exciting projects that I know
you have? Yeah, we have something for Christmas, A Tribe Called Judah.
Wow.
It's huge. It's for Christmas at the cinemas.
Mm.
And people will love it. Mm. So.
Do you know, I think you should write a book. I was saying this to you offline. I think you definitely have a lot to share.
Yeah, give me your tweets on my neck. Sis, you have to write a book.
There's so many parts of you that is people don't even know. Like the layers that you have. Mm. And you have so much wisdom from things that you've been through. And I think that we should definitely get a book from you.
I will.
Mm.
I will, Toke.
And you can even turn the book into a movie, trust you. Money machine, that's all you.
Toke, I think I should.
I think you should, yeah. I mean, making movies, we'll acting work on movies, that. You know, turning that into another thing that you do. Because when I look at you, I feel like what is there that you can't do? You don't get no for an answer. You Google. Do you understand? So you can write it and then release it back to back with a movie about your life. If you had a movie about your life, who would you like to play you? When you look at the scene now, who do you think would be able to get you?
Hmm. I know of one young actress. She was Battle on Booker Street. Bimi, one of the twins, the crazy twins on Battle on Booker Street.
Twins that was...
Messi Johnson's
Children.
One of the crazy twins.
Those girls were funny.
Bimi can play me very well. Bemi can play my funke very well. Bemi is crazy. I see me, baby. She does some stupid things.
Are you serious?
I'm upset. I'll be like, ah, baby.
Battle of Bika Street well was actually very funny as well. Like, do you write these stories yourself?
Oh, yes. I write all my stories. In the Street, Jennifer's Diary. In the Street was created by JJC.
Okay.
But I wrote the script. Mm. I developed it.
Mm.
Jennifer's Diary, In the Street, Omogetto, She Must Be Obeyed, Tribe Called Judah, Battle of Booker Streets. I write everything.
You're so inspiring. When you look at how, like, childhood friends and coming from where you're coming from, do you still keep in touch with a lot of people from
childhood friends?
Not really. Like, the reason why I asked that is literally, you know, thinking back to how you were as a kid and, you know, growing up and just seeing the woman that you are now. Do you have people from your past that look at you and they're just like, wow?
Okay, yes, some. But when you say childhood, maybe from like when I go into secondary school.
I don't remember anybody from my secondary school.
Oh, I know them well.
I don't have any.
They even get in touch with me, my classmates. They're cool people. They get in touch with me. Balala Ditsi, JBK Oshodi. They get in touch.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you guys still hang out?
No, we don't. But we talk. Mm. They have my numbers. We chat.
Oh, wow.
Even though I was in the UK.
Secondary school life for me is a blur. I don't actually remember. I think my friendship, real friendships, I think developed university. From university. I think that's what it is for me. Because my secondary school, I don't think we were really friends. We just used to, when I remember boarding house, I'm just like, that part of my life, I don't ever.
Oh, you went boarding house?
Yes.
Me too.
I was in boarding house and I hated it. I just.
Really? It's okay.
Yeah.
My dad was a vice principal.
He was cool.
So I was cool.
Were you like a naughty senior?
No,
like,
I was crazy. But you ever... Toke, we need to write a book about me. I was crazy in school.
Are you serious?
I was crazy all through. See, I would just tell parents out there, do not look down on any child. When your child is rebellious, when they're naughty, when they're crazy, just keep talking to them.
Mm.
Just keep, you know, encouraging them. Don't beat them. Because remember, my mom would beat me. I'll be lying. But when my dad comes, who did it? Funke, speak. I look left and right. It's me. Because he doesn't beat me.
Why
like
were you
mom.
So naughty?
I was crazy. Toke, no, I was crazy.
Why? Like, what are the things?
It's just me. I was rebellious. I can remember mom would take me to church then because we're Celestian and we start praying that, oh, something's wrong with this girl. Now you be like, oh, God.
Oh, they'll put you in the middle and start praying on you.
They'll say, no, when they say, ah, this girl, something's wrong with her, oh, spirit. I'd be like, yeah, well, God. Shut up. I was crazy.
Where did you get it from?
It's just me. It's just me. I was really crazy. I was just rebellious. And, you know, most parents, they get it wrong. They'll be like, oh, this child is naughty. This child is rebellious. Oh, it has to be a spiritual battle.
Mm.
We're going to fire. We do this, do that. No, it's just a stage. Mm. It's just a stage. You just need to talk to the child. Mm. And trust me, I wasn't good in school. Academically, I was terrible.
Mm.
I was a backbencher. Promoted on trial and all the stuff.
I was given advice to withdraw university.
Olodo. Our backbencher. You know, my dad was a principal. I can remember then when I went to my dad's school. Then when I was in secondary school, I would do the cultural dance. I'll be the one that would dance Yoruba, dance Igbo, dance Hausa. Prize giving day. I won't collect one prize. So I now changed for maybe ethic or something. My dad just came out. You are not dancing anything. Come from that place. I'm not collecting prizes. Dancing, I want to. Go on, baby. You know, but when he now saw me years after, he was the principal of a particular school. I think Keme Balogun Ikorodu.
Mm.
So I went there to see him, and the school turned upside down.
When
everybody
you arrived.
Came out.
Yeah.
That was during I Need to Know. They came out, shut down. You know, my dad just looked at me, and I could see the tears.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, "Funke." Oh, he now hugged me. He said, "I'm so proud of you." You know, even mom, all of them look at me. Then the backbencher. Then see you're successful. You just need to. You need to.
Stories.
Yeah, you need to let. You need to discover that special gift in your child.
Mm.
Be sure.
Mm.
Like my kids, I can see one or two traits. I'll be like, okay, this is it. Yes, academically, you're going to be good. You will learn the basics. You will go to school. But you want to sing? Please go and sing.
Mm.
You want to act? Please go and act.
Mm.
Don't waste your time studying law.
What did you do with your law degree?
Kilo and le. So parents. So parents should help their children,
yeah,
with their words, to discover their talents, help them nurture it, and become big in life with it.
Do you think that part of feeling like you were a failure and not doing well in school, do you think that those things also affected you emotionally growing into the woman that you are? Because I think it did for me.
Yeah.
I feel like I was top of my class growing up. And then when I lost my parents, there was like a, do you know what I mean? I just lost the will to want to do anything. I was a girl that never wanted to read. I used to literally come last, like second to the last. And I remember one time I changed my report card.
Ah, look at gangster.
That's where my
name... Led you, hello. Yeah, I know that one.
I don't know how stupid I was. You can't see.
You were afraid.
Maybe it was like we're 32 in a class or 34. God. I now cancelled, used TPEX.
I don't even check it. It's my dad that will just call Funke. You are not serious. My mom will come. But my mom was always supporting me. She would still bring the traditional clothes, their showcase. And she knows I'm a bad venture. She would still carry me for audition. I failed like my first work. Nobody took care of brah, failure. And the second one, you know, I became serious. Mom,
how many times did you write jam?
Ah.
I wrote jam like 3 times.
Eventually. I passed.
I even had to enter university from diploma.
I didn't pass, I was a diploma.
University of Lagos.
But my mom was always supporting me. Mom would be like, you have to act. You want to act? Yeah, come. Let me take you to audition. And I just failed.
That's good.
You know, she helped the dream come to reality. Amazing.
And looking back at what parents were like then, it's very rare. Because most parents then didn't, the industry wasn't what they saw as a career. Do you understand? It was like, this is what you do. When you are already finished in life and there's no hope for you, you turn to a DJ or you turn to a movie star. They don't.
But it has changed now. Parents actually encourage.
I think this generation, they are enjoying. Yeah. Also, we cannot talk about it without giving kudos to people like you, because you were acting from when you were a kid.
No, I was not a teen. Okay, I was past teenagehood.
When you were, I need to know.
Of course.
You looked really young. I thought you were probably like, 13?
Somewhere. I think I was 21, yes.
Are you joking?
No.
You really? Because I remember then in the school uniform, you looked really young. So I've always looked at it.
I'd always gone for audition, hustled. I'd wait on the line to be called. You know, I hustled.
Mm.
And thank God I'm here today.
Then you look back at all those auditions and now you now conduct auditions. What would you say to like people who want to be like you? It's important for me to ask you that question.
I fight it. Yeah, I'm always too emotional with them. So sometimes I get into trouble. Like I want to support. I want them to be good. You know, the mistakes I made while climbing the ladder of success, I don't want them to make it. So I'm like, no, you can't do this. No, you have to do this. Oh, talk like this, do like this, do like. So now I'm better. So I just allow you to do you. But I give you the opportunity. But one thing I can tell you, up and coming actor, their talent, believe in yourself. It will come. If you've got it in you, darling, it will come. Nobody will stop it. They will try. I remember people telling me, you're not fine. You're not getting ash. You're not getting breast. You're not going to do this film. Yes. And I remember crying. A lot of times I'll cry, break down, get into the bathroom, be crying. I remember the one Yoruba movie. After I Need to Know. Mm. I said I was a lead character. I was paid well. So I went for this Yoruba movie. Auntie Fethia got me the job. Ah. So I went. He said, bring clothes. I packed clothes. You know, Yoruba movies then, there wasn't really
costume major scripting and all. Group, yeah.
So I just took my costumes. I entered Molue with my box. I was just like, I got there. Okay, in that film, this is all I did.
Waka pass.
After telling me, they promised I was going to be one of the lead girls. I now went to the toilet, okay? I cried. Sikira to Sindodo, God will bless her. Tayo Dweke. Tayo just came to meet me. Funke ma came off. Funke, please don't cry. Sorrow, no fame. Tayo, what is I need to know? Tayo helped me cry. She's now going to go and meet the producer. Did she know me now? I'm a star. I mean, I need to know. Ha! Yabo Ojo today. We fight to Tanil. Hey, Loremi. She speaks English. Come, Funke, Sorrow. She was in, I need to know. Ha! Muka to ba lo Funke. But alasu, should we fight them? Should we talk to them?
So then we had her here on the podcast the other day.
Yeah, I saw it.
And let me tell you what I learned from her. And I told her, I said, Because next year I turn 40.
Big 40.
But I spent a lot of this year a little bit anxious. Like I'd put everything I know into my career.
It's okay, you're in therapy. You should just speak about everything, darling. Don't be. Let it go.
But then when I look at you and I look at her, it's like you're just living your life now.
I remember then Yaba will fight with Tanil. She will fight. So when you don't give me the when I am crying, after crying, she say, check out this sweet sensation. She not drive a car because you know a rich girl now. You just come in that car like this, a red car, Corolla. Check out this sensation. Hey, Lufunke, she will not wind up abuse the person. What? Oh, Lufunke? Not carry me to the sensation.
So these are bonnet wearing. Wearing. She's wearing. Doing this.
Yeah, I'm not wearing. So
by the time she says bonnet and ring light,
no, bathroom. So you don't know. So sit down, she will now give me food. I will now eat. So don't worry, Funke, don't worry. I'll talk to them, don't worry. You know, even sometimes I want to go out, be like, ah, Funke, you know, we change the jeans, wear these jeans. Willy, fine. Yeah, take a look. But they won't give me the role. But today, the story has changed. So if you're young, if you're a newbie, or you're trying to be seen, just keep up with the hard work. You're going to get a lot of no's, but you're going to get one big yes. Ha! That yes, eh? Will change your life. I got a big yes and I'm here today. So if I can be here, you will get past me. So keep working hard.
That's such a way to close the show. After that, I don't think I even have anything else to say because you came and blessed me and everyone who's watching this. You know, it's so incredibly beautiful to see that even when you've arrived, you're still putting in the work and still doing all of that. And honestly, you deserve every good thing, Funke. Not because I know you personally, because I also feel like when people know be to heaven, we know we spend money for heaven. Currency no day heaven. Now here. So I've said adding that to my prayer point that God, you gotta bless me because there's no money I need to spend in heaven now. It's not here you bless me with the things of this world. And for someone who's put in so much, just even hearing you talk about your nose, you know, auditions where you were turned around and nobody wanted to work with you, to you literally now hiring people. It's a full circle moment. So on the days when you don't feel like getting out of bed, on the days when you don't feel like life is great, look back and remember. Think about it and think about the millions of people who are counting on you getting out of that bed. Because you are doing it, they have some form of inspiration that just maybe it might happen for them. Now, the reason why I did that is because I'm also a fan of giving people their flowers while they can still hear it. You. Because it's necessary. You know what I mean? It's not when somebody dies. You now start seeing everybody. It is, while they were alive, we never even tried to support or help. You know what I mean? And when they're gone, everybody's like writing their personal stories. No. I feel like you deserve to hear that, regardless of how crazy things have happened. Well, you can't take only the bad, the good now. You, only you, Jennifer. Only you, Omogeto. It's okay for one or two divorce to slap you. One or two.
I don't care.
You have to have one or two bad things happen to you that will be like, okay, she's human. She's one of us here. If everything is good. Where do you learn in life?
True.
You know, and I know you also put out all these motivational things where you always inspire people. I watch all those videos you post. I think that you should also do a school tour. It's going to be very, 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 because that's exactly where you started from. I need to know a young girl who's, you know, and I imagine so many people, you're a household name, you work in the marketplaces, they know you. You work in the cinema, they know you. They would want to listen to what you have to say. Because this next generation, there's a lot of, people want everything to happen now. Do you know what I mean? And you don't blame them because all people are posting is their successes. Nobody's sharing their failures. Everyone's quick to post the good things, the good. She must be obeyed. It's not that. It's not one. Do you understand? Nobody's telling you this is how bad it is. Unless you open your mouth, they will not tell you. So you can't blame the next generation for wanting it without looking at the years of success.
We have to share our stories. Yeah, I know.
I think so.
I know it's okay. I know. And it's very good what you just did now, giving people their flowers. It's very important. You need to appreciate people. You know, you just do your own little way. I love to do that personally. When I see the person, I just send a message to them. A lot of you filmmakers inspire me. You know, I learn from even my colleagues. You know, study your competitor, not because you want to be negative, but you want to improve. Look at where you're lagging behind and learn from them. What I just want, okay, is for us in the industry to always collaborate. You know, be united. You know, we can only do it together. And that's why the likes of Mwabudu, they are opening doors for young people. You've worked with her, I've worked with her. A lot of us have worked with her. Auntie Mo actually pushed me to become a director. She forced me. I said, Funke, you have it. Go and do it. Even while filming, someone let us, I wanted somebody to be on ground. I could walk together. I said, no. Go and do your work. Take your credit alone. You can do it. So people like that, we need to celebrate them too. We need to give them their flowers. You know, Jade Oshibera, I respect her so much. Chari Jade is a good storyteller, a good filmmaker.
Biodu Stevens. I just love how she's on
me. Biodu Stevens is a fantastic storyteller. She is good. Kemi Adetiba is good. Lots of females out there doing well. Tonya Abraham, everybody's killing it.
In their own space. I like that you and Tonya are in a good space.
We've never been in a bad space.
So is all the media?
We've never been in a bad space, no. We're colleagues. We've never been in the bad. You know, you said it. You said I'm always on my lane. You know, you're always alone. Yeah, maybe that's why people think like that. But no bad blood. Never, ever.
It's amazing. So Funke Akindele Unfiltered, I love this conversation. I don't want it to come to an end. And I feel like people are going to enjoy listening to it as they're driving to work. And because not many people get to see you like this. You don't do interviews. So why did you decide to do this one?
Because you're a coconut head.
Because I wasn't going to let you be, right?
It's okay.
You see, just as she said, me too. If I want something, I go outside and I make sure I get it.
Okay, you. You will come to my house.
And how do you know? And I've also been in a couple of your productions. I'm just one. Was it only Omogeto?
You're on Jennifer's Diary.
Jennifer's Diary and Omogeto.
Yes. I want you to do something else. Something crazy. Let's talk something now. Crazier. Some people are like, no, it's not okay. But okay, you like soft life.
No, I don't. But that's the thing. A lot of directors have thought this is, and I'm changing that narrative. Okay, you have soft
life. No, it's hard. Okay, have you forgotten? Oh, sis, okay. I'm out, I'm dying, I'm melting.
But when you say action, do I not deliver?
No, you deliver, but
that's what I'm saying.
Immediately after your last scene on Omogeto, before I could turn back,
I had gone. Because I just couldn't. But I'm looking for a director that will bring it out of me.
You would have to be calm.
Okay.
You work under pressure, under any condition. Go and work with the likes of Nsekpe Etim. You would tie Nsekpe down. She would play her character for hours with her hands at her back like this. On set, yes, she would do it. Fantastic actors out there. And I know you can do it.
So I feel like they cast me in a crazy thing. It mustn't be. Like, I feel like there's this thing about every script I read, a lot of scripts I've read this year that I've turned down, it has to be what you said, soft life, glam queen. And I'm like, that's how people don't see the versatility. What's the word? Versatility. Versatile. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I want to be like an absolute market woman. I think I can.
Make you be like. So all this, I think
see
I can.
Files and I in
You're not
going to
have it.
See files and I in therapy.
You see how that.
They still made me.
You're not going to have any.
Mo, they saw Yoruba now.
Mo, they saw Yoruba.
No, Mo, I'm.
Boy, Yoruba, tell me. Mo, they saw Yoruba now.
Mo, they saw Yoruba now.
Which is fake, Akosi.
Mo, kilo mean by that?
Sorry.
Because you don't know me, but my biggest dream is to be in a Yoruba movie, actually. I want to be in a Yoruba movie. I can audition for like Alaji F, Tifu Miluwe, Timo Binfun. I want to be in a, that we speak Yoruba from morning to night. I love speaking Yoruba.
That's the reason why. Are you ready to bend?
I am.
Flexible?
See, that's the reason why I've never followed Oyinbo before, because I think Oyinbo men would think I'm too raz.
No, they won't.
I don't like speaking English. Okay, you know me. When we talk on the phone, you speak more English than I speak Yoruba.
Okay, you speak English. Listen. You speak Yoruba. Man, so Yoruba. But okay, you switch. You switch a lot.
Do you know, in this interview, I've spoken more Yoruba than you. You've spoken English from the beginning to the end.
You, Fals, when we Fals and I, were speaking Yoruba. But Fals, we switch back again to English.
Well,
let me see. Who else speaks Yoruba well? You speak actually.
I do now. It's just that I want directors, I want come on, want to ready with me, be baby girl.
Just about you, want mama, come on.
Mole for a demi.
Eh, Musi Boy.
Ah, Muso Doy.
Eh, you know that.
Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. And guys, on Prime Video, you can catch up with She Must Be Obeyed. That's Funke Akindele's latest B. And you know, I like that story. I think it's very relatable. I think everyone, even if you're not a celebrity, people that work in offices, there's always rivalry in office. This person, why does
everywhere.
She have that many accounts? Why does she not? You know, so there's something for everybody.
So when you watch it, you know how to manage such situations.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny, to be honest, because I, 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 I didn't, once I heard she must be obeyed, I couldn't have imagined that. Where you were taking it to. And it was incredible. So it's available on Prime Video. Funke Akindele, she never does interviews, but I made that happen, guys. So in all your comments, you better thank me because, yes, and then let's hope and do keep her candlelight dinner. She must date somebody. I'm going to find someone to hook her up with. And all that, my role lies. If Gemma trying, and see Funke. You better put translation for those who are not Yoruba because they complain a lot. They complain a lot that when I speak Yoruba, that I don't subtitle.
Oh, we'll subtitle for them, then you do that.
Yeah. But I really want to be indigenous. And I think, well done, you're also part of those who are changing the narrative about Nollywood.
We shouldn't be too Western.
What a time to be.
We shouldn't be. We shouldn't throw away, you know, our values. Mm. Look at Indians now, they speak their language. I was in London at the mall, went to eat, and this one was just speaking a language to our kids, Indian. And the next is just switched again. Can I have? So you just have to celebrate our culture, our language, our tradition.
I know as well that those children might never have been to India, but they learned how to speak the Indian language in London.
See it.
Because in the home fronts, the traditions
are my there. Kids, they have Yoruba teacher now.
Yeah.
Ah, what's new?
You're teaching them.
Ah, yes, and I speak Yoruba. Zion, Wambi. I won't do this, Wambi. Ma? Nakam. Yes, mommy. Stand. Kilorukwe, Zion Bilo. What Bilo near? For Mary, many, many.
Every good thing will come when Amen. I think about you. It's a book by Sefi Atta. And it's exactly, because I remember doing it before the kids came, how you were really, really worried about it. And then, look at you.
It will come.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, darling. I'm happy for happy you too, girlfriend.
I like this happen. New slaying thing. Like, girl, what is going on?
Staying happy.
It's like the loving makeup me. Is on fleek. The hair
loving
on
me. Fleek. Like I said, it's all about me now.
Shetibo,
all about me. Do you hear me? Genti, all about me. Genti, all about me.
What does Genti mean?
Listen, Genti.
Where is that from?
Genti.
When did you start speaking?
Abubu eni wasopia. We are the worst of your coin.
One thing I forgot to ask you, how affordable are you? Because there's this thing about how you're one of the most expensive people to get on any project.
As long as you can pay, so I'm affordable.
No, but they say you're really expensive. Nah. They say you're really expensive.
I just finished working with Nas, Inkblot. Okay. And they paid, and we worked, and we're fine. Mm. Yeah, I'm affordable, guys. Please, my colleagues, come on. Please.
Would you like to collaborate with more of your colleagues?
Of course. I can't do it alone, okay? Mm. Yeah. Let's come together, bring in our money and just come together as a team and make more money, you know? Mm. Internationally accepted projects. That they will watch out. They'll be like, no way, this is from Africa. Mm. From Nigeria, no way. Look at Black Book, such a good film.
I watched it last night.
Actually. I love it. I love the locations.
Where the movie started and where they carried me go. They carried me go where I don't know.
I love the location.
I was like, it was just completely, I didn't think that was the storyline and the way it ended. They put in so much into
it. And Uncle Richard killed it.
The cinematography was on point. I thought, this is Nigeria. There was a scene where they were looking at the bridge and it was just so beautiful. It looked like Miami. I was like, this is Lagos, Nigeria. Absolutely incredible. What a time to be alive. And an amazing time that the movies are getting now. I feel like music has had its moments. Movies is the next.
Yes, so. And we go chop inside, all of us.
Amen to
we'll
that.
We'll be alive.
Amen to that. All right. So I'm going to wrap this up because we're obviously done. Funke, my sister. Auntie Funke is what I should really be calling her. Sis. Why call her sis? Sis, ma you know.
Momo. Funke, loruko mi toke.
Okay. Funke, Akindele. In your face until I come your way again because she thinks I'm not versatile. But yeah, I can sign out New Yoruba, get call subtitles, sit down with
you. No, sign out without the polished English. Just make it very Nigerian.
Okay. Eshe gong
te wa sui speak English. Padu. Speak English. But make it
thank
plain.
You. Thank you very much for coming to our podcast. Hope you guys have had
you
enough.
Said podcast.
I said podcast.
Cast. Let me do it for you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming to our podcast. I really appreciate it.
No, you're doing Jennifer's. This is Jennifer. Am I lying? Guys,
thank you very much.
No. There's a little bit. No, Jennifer has upgraded. There's a little bit of. Hey, thank you. There's a little bit of Jennifer. I beg. You have to say thank you very much.
To your way.
Okay.
To your way, girlfriend.
Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast. I've had Funke Akindele today. I hope you guys subscribe and listen on all streaming platforms. Until I come your way again, my name is Omotoke Makinwa.
And my name is Funke Akindele. Thank you for having me.
She still had to do that swank at the end.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.